Fred at school.
Hello, we are the students from Maria Mediadora School from Burgos, Spain. And we are going to discuss about the film Charlie and the Boy. My name is Susana and my mate is Angel.
Hi. Okay, we are going to start. We are going to start with the questions. For example, Adrián, what is the plot and the characters in the movie?
The film is about the Chinese woman called Sun Li that she lives in room in textile factory and she moved to Venice on a bar for pay the debt that she have waited the Chinese and for have her son in her house.
Javier?
I think it's a horrible story because Pepe was died and the characters are lazy and they spend all day in the park.
Paula?
I think it's a Chinese person who is moved from Rome to Venice for work. There she meets persons and she wants to meet again his son.
And what do Pepe and his parents work, Lydia?
Some of them are fishers, but almost them are retired. And Pepe has a cell.
Okay, next question. What is the relationship between Sun Li and Pepe? Irene?
Sun Li works in a bar and Pepe goes a lot there and they become friends.
Paula?
At the beginning they are friends, but then they were more than friends.
And Susana?
I agree with my mates and I think that the relationship is really fine.
Let's talk about the next question. Angela,
what have you enjoyed most and least of the film?
What I like the most is when she reunited with his son, when he travels to Venice, and what I liked the least was when she moved.
Beltrán?
When she met her son.
Okay. Next question. Is there any relationship between Shirley and the poet? Maria?
They are foreigners, they have common sort, they are sensitive to poetry.
Adrián?
They come for a fishing families.
Okay. Why does Sun Li go to Venezia? Is that better or worse in his life, her life? Paula?
Because the boss of his factory moved her to Venice for work. I think it's better, but she has bad days because she doesn't see his son.
Maria?
I think it too. But she can do what she wants and they don't allow Pepe to be her friend.
Susana? I think that there she lives in better conditions than before and she meets new people who makes him be better and live better. Okay, who pays the debt? We are going to answer this set of people. Irene?
We don't really know it, but maybe the roommate.
Beltrán?
Her roommate.
Adrián?
It was paid by her roommate.
Paula?
I think the girl who was with her in the building.
Maria?
I think it too, because she left money and she went.
And Susana?
I don't know it exactly, but maybe his friend.
Why do friends fight against this relationship between Sun Li and Ben? Adrián?
Because they think she want to get married to him.
Irene?
The friends of Sun Li says that Italians are only clients, not friends, and if the boss know it, she have to work again in another place.
Okay, we are going to tell a feature of Chinese and Italians. Irene?
Chinese people work a lot and they don't earn enough money.
And Lydia?
Chinese people work harder and the Italians are lazy.
What do all the films that we have seen have in common, Javier?
All the movies have in common the family is broken.
The characters have some problems with the family and the work. Paula?
Yeah, I think all the main characters are foreigners.
Maria?
Yes, they are all foreigners, have family problems.
Okay, Susana? I think that all the films reflect the differences between the foreigners and the people who have born in a place and the difficulties that they have to live every day. Okay, and with this we have finished with the last film from María Mediadoras de School to Fred at School. Bye.
Fred at School, building new audiences for European cinema.